Chapter 6 In San Remo. They arrived in San Remo, which was another small town with shops and hotels on the seafront. Tom thought about where and how he would kill Dickie. In the streets at night, perhaps. They would be dark and silent by 1 in the morning, if he could keep Dickie awake that long. But how would he get rid of the body? It had to completely disappear. That left only the water, but Dickie was a strong swimmer, while Tom was not. There were little blue and white motorboats, Tom noticed, that people could rent at the beach from an Italian man. In each motorboat was a heavy anchor.
"How about we rent a boat, Dickie?" Tom asked excitedly.
Dickie looked at him strangely, because Tom had not been excited about anything since they had arrived here. Then he looked out to sea. It was 10:30 in the morning, and the sky was gray, the kind of November gray that would not disappear all day.
"Well, all right," Dickie replied. "Just for an hour."
Then he immediately jumped into a boat, and the Italian man started it for them. As Tom got in after Dickie, he noticed a single oar lying in the bottom of the boat. Dickie turned the boat and headed away from the town.
"This is great," he said,
his hair blowing in the wind, and Tom could see in his eyes that he was remembering other boat trips with Marge, or Freddie Miles, perhaps. He sailed further and further away out into the empty sea. Tom smiled, but inside he was getting frightened. If something happened to the boat, there was no chance that he could get back to land. But neither was there a chance that anyone could see what they did here. He could hit Dickie, jump on him, or kiss him, and no one would see. Tom suddenly stood up and started taking off his clothes.
"Shall I jump in?" he said. "I'll go in if you will."
"Will I? Sure."
Dickie slowed the motor so that the boat stopped moving forward and began taking off his shirt and his trousers.
"Come on then,"
he said, noticing that Tom still had his trousers on. At that moment, Tom picked up the oar and hit the top of Dickie's head with it.
"Hey!"
Dickie shouted, and his body sank heavily to one side. His eyes were wide with confusion and surprise. Tom brought down the oar again, harder this time.
"For God's sake!"
Dickie said in a strange voice, before the oar hit him for a third time, and he fell heavily into the bottom of the boat. Tom hit him again and again, until Dickie's eyes closed and his body went still. The bottom of the boat was filled with Dickie's blood. Then, Tom looked all around him. There was nothing on the water except for a small white motorboat some miles away, which was traveling fast toward the beach. Tom immediately pulled off Dickie's rings and put them in his pocket. There were cigarettes, a wallet, and a pencil in Dickie's jacket, and 3 keys on a chain in his trouser pocket. Tom took them all. Then he untied the anchor rope from the boat and instead tied it very tightly around Dickie's bare ankles. He thought the rope was about 35 or 40 feet long. The weight should be just enough to hold the body under the water, he thought. Tom threw the anchor over the side of the boat. The anchor went under the water with a kerplung sound, and soon the rope round Dickie's ankles went tight. Tom lifted them over the side of the boat and started pulling at Dickie's arms. He tried to push the body into the water, but it was heavier than he thought, and the boat started rolling wildly from side to side. Finally, Dickie fell into the water, but Tom lost his balance and fell backward against the motor, which made a sudden loud noise. The boat jumped forward, throwing Tom into the water too. The next moment, his head came up above the water. He was shouting and fighting for air. He did not want to drown after all this. He reached out for the side of the boat, but it was moving round him in crazy circles. Twice, three, four times it came close to his hands as he caught one breath of air. He shouted for help. He got nothing but a mouthful of water. The boat came close again, and he tried with all his strength to reach it. This time, his fingers just caught the side. He half pulled himself up onto the side of the boat and reached for the motor. The boat slowed, then stopped. Tom stayed hanging on to the boat's side, resting and breathing hard. Slowly, he lifted one leg and the other and pulled himself back in. His whole body ached, and he had blood on his hands from the boat. He checked his pockets to make sure he still had Dickie's rings. Then he began to think about what to do with the boat. He had planned to return it, but it was impossible now. Blood, he knew, was very hard to get rid of. He would have to hide the boat instead. He turned the motor back on and headed slowly toward the land until a small beach came into view, with rocks and trees around it. There were no people there. He took the boat toward the beach until he felt it brush the sand under it. Then he got out carefully and began to collect lots of stones, all about the size of a human head. He dropped them, one by one, into the boat. When he had enough stones, he walked with the boat out into the water as far as he could go, then pulled one side down again and again as hard as he could until water began to pour in. Slowly, the boat sank. Then, Tom walked through the water back to the beach. When he reached it, he fell onto his stomach and rested, face down, on the sand. He returned to Mangibello the next day after getting the sleeper train to Naples. The man at the hotel desk in San Remo had asked where his friend was, and he had replied that they were meeting at the train station. No one else had asked any questions. When he got off the bus, he immediately saw Marge. She was walking through the village on her way to the beach.
"Where's Dickie?" she asked.
"He's in a hotel in Rome," Tom smiled easily. "He's staying up there for a few days. I came back to get some of his things for him. How's everything here?"
"Oh, boring," said Marge.
She looked uncomfortable with him, but still she followed him up the hill and into Dickie's house.
"You look like you've had a good time," she said, a bit sadly. "How long do you think Dickie's going to be away?"
"We did," Tom smiled. "I don't really know. He wants to see some art shows up there and just be somewhere else for a bit."
Tom made himself a large gin and tonic. Then, he reached for the suitcase.
Oh, and here's your Stradivari. We got it in San Remo.
Oh, thanks very much.
Marge took the perfume and smiled.
I'm going up to Rome tomorrow to join him, Tom said.
Right, well, have a good time. And tell Dickie to write me a postcard. What hotel is he staying at?
It's one near the Piazza di Spagna.
The Inghilterra?
That's it, Tom replied. But I think he said to use the American Express for an address. I'll probably go down to the beach tomorrow morning before I leave.
All right. Thanks for the perfume.
She walked down to the metal gate and left.